After moving across four cities, I rebuilt the comfort ranking of 15 cities with a seven-dimension scoring table. Section 1. The seven-dimension livability overview. I have moved across four cities, Beijing, Shenzhen, Chengdu, and Dali. Every time I moved, friends asked the same question, "Why did you leave?" I could not answer, only saying it did not feel comfortable. It was not until the third move that I realized this small matter of comfort can actually be taken apart and counted. Over the years, I developed a habit: whenever I arrive in a city, I first score it with a table. Not to write a report, but to have an emotion-free basis when hesitating whether to stay. This table later became fixed into seven dimensions. The seven dimensions are commuting and transport, housing cost, public services, environment and air, community warmth, cultural vitality, and safety and inclusion. They cover most of your daily experience from waking up to falling asleep, whether the commute is smooth, whether housing is worth it, whether shopping is convenient, whether the air is clean, whether neighbors are known, whether you go out at night, whether you feel afraid walking alone at night. This chapter gives you an overview, see the mind map below, to see all seven dimensions at once. Each later chapter breaks down one dimension, telling you how to score it and what score counts as passing. One reminder, there is no standard answer to livability. A city one person finds noisy may be another person's sense of life. The meaning of scoring is not ranking, but letting you see clearly what you truly care about. Section 2, Professional Analysis, Livability Scoring Models and a Comparison of Two Frameworks. To turn livability from an adjective into a comparable number, you first need a model. The most cited is the Economist Intelligence Unit's EIU, Global Livability Index. It evaluates more than 170 cities every year, scoring five dimensions: stability, healthcare, culture and environment, education, and infrastructure, with a weighted total from 0 to 100, source type, third-party annual report, scale, percentage points. Vienna topped this ranking in 2022 to 2023, source type, EIU annual ranking. But this model has two problems. First, it leans towards city governance and undercovers personal daily experience. Second, healthcare and education carry different weights for a single young person versus an empty nest elder, so a uniform weight distorts reality. So I built a livable 7-life livability model more suited to ordinary people. I split EIU's five dimensions finer and replaced macro items like healthcare or education with dimensions you feel every day, such as community warmth and cultural vitality. The two models compared, see the framework diagram below. EIU five dimensions equals stability, healthcare, cultural environment, education, infrastructure, with weight set uniformly by the institution. Livable 7 equals commuting, housing cost, public services, environment and air, community warmth, cultural vitality, safety and inclusion, with weight decided by your own lifestyle. For example, a remote worker can lower the weight of commuting and raise housing cost. Real case. In 2021, I moved my home from Beijing to Chengdu. Scoring backward with livable 7, the biggest change was commuting. One-way commute dropped from about 78 minutes to about 28 minutes. Source type, personal commute log, scale, minutes. Calculated as a daily round trip, that freed about 8.3 hours per week of discretionary time. This time rent affects my quality of life more than the rent difference between the two cities. Source type, personal accounting, scale, hours per week. Actionable metrics, your passing line one-way commute no more than 30 minutes, rent or mortgage no more than 30% of monthly income, within a 15-minute walk you can buy groceries, medicine, and coffee, annual average PM2.5 no more than 35 micrograms per cubic meter. WHO 2021 guideline suggested value, scale, micrograms per cubic meter, source type, International Organization Health Guideline, at least one community or interest activity per month, feeling safe walking alone after 10 p.m. execution checklist, just follow it. Step 1, take a sheet of paper and write the seven dimensions. Step 2, give each a current score from 0 to 10. Step 3, rank the dimensions by weight according to what I spend the most time on each week. Step 4, calculate the weighted total formula. Total equals sum of dimensions score times weight. Step 5. Circle the two lowest items as improvement targets for the next move. Step 6. Rescore every 6 months and watch the curve. Section 3. Dimension 1. Commuting and transport. Time is the most expensive rent. Commuting is a city's first invisible tax on people. Many people calculate rent meticulously but ignore 2 hours stuck in traffic each day, which equals paying rent to the city with your life. Myth versus truth. See the comparison chart below. The myth is cheaper suburban housing is more cost-effective. The truth is that if commuting increases by 40 minutes, that is about 300 hours a year, enough to finish learning a foreign language. Source type, estimated from 250 working days times 80 minutes. Scale, hours per year, illustrative calculation. A friend in Shenzhen lived at the Dongguan border to save 800 yuan a month in rent, with a 95-minute one-way commute. 3 years later he calculated, saved about 29,000 yuan in rent, but spent about 900 hours commuting. He said, "Those 900 hours, I could have spent watching my child grow up." How to score. 20 minutes or less one-way equals 10 points, 20 to 35 minutes equals 7 points, 35 to 60 minutes equals 4 points, over 60 minutes equals 1 point. Transfers also count. 0 transfers add points, 3 or more transfers deduct points. The way to improve does not necessarily mean moving, off-peak commuting, moving within 800 meters.